So when you're sitting at home watching another Hollywood movie or local drama, do you ever feel that some of the scenes are just all too familiar? Turns out you're not the only one. Recently, Chinese internet users came up with a list of the 60 classic and cliched plot devices. So, I mean, looking at your experiences, you know, watching a movie, whether it's Hollywood, Chinese, a TV show, or whatever, how often do you think that you come across these types of, like, cliched, or at least maybe not to do with this list, but just, you know, in general, where you're watching a movie or a show, and you just feel like, huh, I'm pretty sure I've seen something like this before. Does it happen often?
Yeah, I would say very often. For example, number 3 on the list, it says, 男女主角摔了一跤就轻伤, so the male and female leads, as soon as they fall down, their lips just happen to stick together. I think that's very, very true. I honestly have lost count how many times that has happened.
In Chinese productions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think the one that I'm going to talk about is one that happens not only in Chinese TV dramas, but in South Korean TV dramas and also in Hollywood movies as well, is when the super good-looking, super rich main guy just falls in love with this girl that you don't, the Cinderella story.
But she's kind of, she's not necessarily ugly, but she's not very
homely.
She's homely. She's got like messed up hair,
mm-hmm. ordinary.
Glasses, you know, doesn't wear any makeup. Maybe he's got some pimples or something like that.
And then there's always this equally as, you know, beautiful and, you know, great looking girl who's the supporting actress, and she's always trying to do something bad to sabotage the main's relationship, and she's never being picked when anybody with eyes would pick her.
No, but the thing is, the homely girl, she's got a heart of gold, mm-hmm. and then you clean her up in a little bit, and she's gorgeous, right? Just take off the glasses, and suddenly she's beautiful, pretty much.
Yeah,
Ugly Betty kind of storyline. Yeah.
Yeah, Prince's Diary as well, when you have Anne Hathaway, who's beautiful, playing an ugly duckling, and then of course she's going to be...
She wasn't ugly in that movie.
Well, I mean, but she's like less good looking than her princess look, right, after she's all polished up.
I
just think...
I mean, it's Anne Hathaway. She's gorgeous no matter what, right?
Okay.
Just
I can tell
her.
You're a fan. And also, another great example is Transformers. When the main guy, okay...
You mean Shia LaBeouf? Or
Marky Mark.
Oh, I'm sorry. Shia LaBeouf, mm-hmm. That guy.
Uh-huh.
And he always gets to be with the most beautiful women on the world when anybody with eyes would think, that's not...
I mean, like the
over... That doesn't work.
I mean, over-tanned women of the world.
Well, you know, you get Megan Fox, who's super...
Over-tanned.
Okay, mm-hmm. And there's Rosie Huntley...
Huntington-Whiteley, yeah, yeah.
Who's also beautiful. And then, I mean, it just doesn't make sense when you... force them together by the look of it. So I think, you know, there's some...
But he's got a transformer for a car.
That could be it.
That's a lot of street cred right there.
No, it's not. I think... No, it's not. I'm not convinced at all. And that thought just bugged me all the way when I was watching that movie.
One of the things that really bugs me about, especially Chinese TV, I don't really watch very many movies anymore. I don't really watch that much TV anymore. But every once in a while, you know, maybe I'll have the TV on, maybe, you know, someone in the family is watching it, and there's this TV drama, mm-hmm. and like someone has been killed, right? Stabbed or poisoned or something like that. But then, like, they don't die, right? Like for 5 minutes, they just keep, no, you have to hold on. And then the other lead, the other male or female is crying. No, you can't go. I'm going to, you know, I'll avenge and things like that. That is so annoying because mm-hmm. like these people, like they just don't
just die already.
And it just keeps going and going and going and going. It's like, oh my God, just turn it off.
Yeah.
That reminds me
a lot.
Of Shi Mian Mai Fu or something like that. The House of Flying Daggers. I remember Zhang Ziyi's character just couldn't die. And I literally was screaming inside my head, oh, just die already, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I think they're just really dragging it on. And also, for those scenes that involve a person in vegetative state, it always happens that the person moves his or her finger to show that, oh, he or she knows what's going on. Or, at the end of it, have one tear roll out of one closed eye, and it's like...
Close up.
Yeah, and it just happens so very often in all kinds of movies across all kinds of different national contexts. And it's just too much. And it's so cliched and it looks so fake. So please, you know, for these writers, they need to come up with a better way of portraying the same kind of plot.
Mm-hmm. And also, just now we mentioned that some people seem to never die. But then some characters do die. And when they die, right before they are dying, they're supposed to tell the person who is right standing next to them who is the killer or something
right,
like that.
Right, some kind of secret.
Uh-huh. And then it's always like, oh, the person who murdered me was... Oh. Bam. He died.
Yeah,
it's always like that.
That's for like every detective movie or mystery movie by the sound of it. Mm. And I just wonder, are the writers and also the directors, are they just too lazy? Or, I mean, can't they come up with something that's got a little bit of innovation that doesn't bore us?
Well, my favorite thing, and it's funny because you know, the Batman TV series from the 70s, I think, with Adam West, mm-hmm. kind of really characterizes this phenomenon where the villain captures the hero but then keeps talking, like actually won't kill the hero but keeps talking until like rescue arrives, or like they're able to get out of the trap. I mean, seriously, go back and watch like an old Batman movie or an old Batman TV show with Adam West. Every single episode, the Joker, he gets captured by the Joker and he gets put in like this elaborate, you know, torture slash killing device, and he always gets out because like the torture device, it takes too long, mm-hmm. or the villain just keeps talking too long.
Or maybe they've paid big bucks to get the villain in the movie and they just had to make good use of him.
I mean, come on.
But that doesn't make sense.
It doesn't! And then there are so many times that because of these very cliched plots, and then you just get this window of thinking about something else and just totally disconnects, I think, the movie, the run, the flow of the show.
I mean, I'm just looking at this list, and we're almost out of time, but I do want to mention this. Number 53, if someone says, don't kill me, he is definitely going to die. Mm-hmm. And if someone says, come and kill me, then he is definitely not going to die.
Also, another favorite is number 8. Listen, I can explain. Oh, no, I don't want to hear.
And then
in every Chongyao series.